So on this third Sunday in year A, we finally have a reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Last week, we had a reading from John, where we were introduced to the person of John. Jesus came onto the stage, but he was silent in the Gospel. It was John who was doing all of the work, all of the speaking. And in the Gospel of Matthew, it's similar. We had the story of the infancy of Jesus. We had the story then in chapter 3 of John breaking onto the scene. He's not announced, there's no backstory in the Gospel of Matthew. He's suddenly there announcing this call to repentance. He invites people to go with him down into the Jordan Valley, down into the wilderness, away from the city, away from Jerusalem, away from everything that they might normally associate with religion, with faith. They go to be purified. They go to experience this gift of being cleansed and washed in order to be a sign of what they want their life to be about. And Jesus also goes down there into the waters of the Jordan to receive that baptism. Then, at the beginning of chapter 4, Jesus is driven by the Holy Spirit out into the wilderness for that 40-day period of testing and temptation. And we will hear that on the first Sunday of Lent. And then immediately after Jesus returns from that period of trial, we get the Gospel today, which begins with the arrest of John the Baptist. And this seems to be a sign for Jesus that all that John had done, all the wonderful ways that he had invited and called people to freedom of life by repentance, that had come to an end. By his being arrested, John was no longer able to fulfill that call. It was now time for Jesus to begin his own work. And so he begins to teach, he begins to preach, he begins to heal, he begins to do these signs and wonders. And perhaps the four young men who are called today, the two sets of brothers, perhaps they've seen some of the work of Jesus. Perhaps they've been there, they've heard him preach, they've heard him teach. But Jesus doesn't call them after a synagogue service. He doesn't call them on a day off. He doesn't call them when they've got some downtime. He goes along the shore of the Lake of Galilee and he invites them while they're still at work, while they're engaged in that thing, that stuff that makes their whole life purposeful. It's when they're about their careers, about their work, about those things that allow them to find purpose and meaning. And it's in that moment that Jesus goes to them. It's in that moment when Jesus interrupts them. Because it seems that Jesus wants to remind us, it's when we are trying to make sense of our own lives, when we're finding that fulfillment. They're fishermen, so when they're casting out the nets, or when they're repairing the nets, when they're fixing the boats, when they're making sure that everything is up ship shape, it's in those moments that Jesus wants to interrupt. Because spirituality and our relationship with God is not something that we just have on the side. It's not something we do when everything else has been satisfied and fulfilled. Jesus interrupts us in the very essence of our lives, in the very core of who we are. That he wants to be that priority in our life, that place where we are able to say, yes, in this moment, I will give everything away. In this moment, I will cast away my nets. The nets are, you know, are good things. They're useful. They're helpful when you're a fisherman to be able to make a living. But they need to leave their boats behind. They need to set aside their nets. Sometimes it is those good things in our lives that we also need to set aside. Certainly we need to set aside everything that is unhelpful. All of those habits that we formed, all of those addictions that shape and mark our lives, all those areas of dysfunction, those things that we think are helpful in the moment when we're doing them, but we know in the depths of our heart, we know that they don't serve us anymore. They're not helpful. They're not useful. They're not going to allow me to be a more loving, a more giving, a more caring person. And so Jesus invites us to be interrupted. He invites us to find our life and our meaning and our purpose in that relationship. But he invites us also to live more deeply into that moment today. To live more deeply than we lived yesterday. To live with greater passion tomorrow than we live today. That it's about growth, it's about purpose, it's about slowly being changed and transformed by his life, by his gift. And that's perhaps part of the reason that he takes that move from that little village of his homeland, the little place of Nazareth, and now settles in this slightly larger, slightly more significant town of Capernaum, there on the one of the Roman roads that goes through it along the northern shore of the lake. Because he wants to be that light. He wants to be that sign in the world that we are invited, that he's calling us, he's inviting us, he's allowing us this immense privilege of saying, yes, you wherever you are right today, whatever you're doing, whatever you're finding your life in, whatever you're finding your purpose, your identity in, I want to satisfy that. I want to fulfill that. I want to give you a deeper meaning, a deeper purpose by responding to that call. There's a great saying that the rabbis have, that the way of a disciple is to be covered in the dust of their rabbi. That you walk so closely in the footsteps of your rabbi that as the dust from his feet begin to be picked up and scattered, that you're clothed and you're washed in that dust of the rabbi. That we are so caught up in our following of Jesus that everything that he does, all the ways that he responds, all of the teaching that he has, the way that he reaches out with compassion and caring, that we also are caught up in that same dust, that we are able to experience that same presence, the same love, the same invitation. Today, the Lord invites us, as we were called in baptism, to respond today, wherever we are, to set aside the things that don't serve us, to set aside areas of sin, to repent, to turn our minds and our hearts back to God, and to follow more closely today, to serve him, to love him, and to let his love be a light in our world, a light in our darkness, to call us more deeply into the full purpose and fulfillment of our lives.